AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Prosecutors rest their case against Boston Marathon bomber Johar Tsarnaev after showing jurors autopsy photos and a medical examiner described the fatal injuries suffered by the three people who died in that 2013 attack. Tsarnaev's lawyers will now present their case. One person is dead, another's been wounded in a shootout at a gate leading to the National Security Agency in Maryland. Jerry Bodlander with more.
The FBI says the shooting at the gate of Fort Meade, home to the National Security Agency, is not believed to be terrorism-related. Officials say it occurred when two men who were dressed as women tried to ram their way through the gate at the base, which is about 25 miles northeast of Washington, D.C. That prompted a firefight, according to a senior U.S. official who says one person is dead, another person was wounded. The White House says the president's been briefed on the incident. So has Defense Secretary Ash Carter. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
German prosecutors say the co-pilot of the Germanwings passenger plane that crashed in the French Alps had received treatment for suicidal tendencies. Dusseldorf prosecutors say that Andreas Lubitz received psychotherapy for several years before he became a pilot. Prosecutor Christoph Kumpa says Lubitz apparently left no clues behind.
We haven't found a letter or anything like that that contains a confession.
Lubitz and 149 other people were killed in the crash last Tuesday. Republican lawmakers in Indiana say a new state law is being misinterpreted as allowing businesses to discriminate. House Speaker Brian Bosma.
What we had hoped for with the bill was a message of inclusion of all religious beliefs. What instead has come out is a message of exclusion.
Bosma and others now promise to rework that law. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 280. This is AP Radio News. Comedy Central has found a replacement for Jon Stewart as host of The Daily Show.
Jon Stewart's successor in The Daily Show anchor chair is a 31-year-old biracial South African. Trevor Noah will ascend to what has become one of the most visible gigs in American comedy after just three appearances on the show. He made his debut in December. Stewart, who's 52, has been hosting The Daily Show for 16 years, during which time it's gone from kids shooting spitballs in the back of the room to a closely followed source of political commentary. Stewart announced 6 weeks ago he's leaving. No date for his departure or for Noah's debut has been announced. Warren Levinson, New York.
President Obama has traveled to Boston for the dedication of an institute honoring the late Senator Ted Kennedy.
He was my friend. I owe him a lot.
Kennedy himself came up with the idea of the institute as a place to honor and teach about the U.S. Senate. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.